Freak. So, I fucked up and I did it again. I let other people affect how my day went. First of all, good morning. Greetings from Papitoville. It's the one and only. You know the fuck I am. And I ain't having the best motherfucking morning. Because I didn't have a good day yesterday, man. I woke up, did all that exercise shit, got some food up in me. Tried to start my day off different. But the actions of others fuck my day up. So let me give y'all a little history on this. My shower fucked up. One day my shower was working, next day it's not. Now, how did I recognize the shower wasn't working? I go in my bathroom, where I live, where I pay the bills, to take a shower in my shower. And it's pieces of, like, you know, the faucet for the tub. It has a diverter and I guess like a stopper piece in there. So the diverter was sitting up, right? Like the diverter, just a little piece you pull up and down when you're trying to get the shower going and shit. But the little clogger part, that was in the tub. So I'm like, what the fuck? You know, I wasn't the last person to take a shower in my shower. So I was like, wait, I didn't do this. How did it get like this? So I'm trying to fix it. I'm going through hell trying to fix that thing. I'm like literally like 2-3 hours trying to fix that shit. Finally get it fixed. Cool. But I'm knowing it's fucked up. Don't know how it got fucked up. I know possibly who fucked it up, but I don't know how. I can't really point no fingers at that point. But you know me, I'm gonna point motherfucking finger where the shoe fit at. So, fast forward. That didn't happen yesterday. It happened like a day or two ago. So fast forward to yesterday. I did my workout, got my breakfast. I'm ready to start. I'm ready to get out here, go make some money and shit. But first, you know, I got to wash my ass. I've been working hard all morning. Got to wash my ass. I just can't be out here smelling like nuts and giggles and shit. Smell like a bag of balls and shit. Nah, that ain't cool. So, you know, after I ate, was ready to get up in the shower. Bam. Piece fucked up. So I'm like, all right, I know how to fix it, but this shit gets aggravated. Because I, like, the person that fucked it up, they ain't going to take no responsibility for it. When I tell them, yo, you was the last person in my shower, and now my shower fucked up. I ain't do nothing. You know how people is. They never own up to anything and shit. They quick to say somebody else did something, but they never own up, especially females. A woman, only time a woman will own up to something is if she killed the nigga. She'd be like, yeah, I killed that nigga, and I enjoyed it. Only time a woman will ever own up to something is when she intentionally trying to hurt somebody. Other than that, women don't admit this shit, yo. They'll take it to the grave before they say they did something wrong. And that pisses me off. Because it's like, damn, you use somebody else's shit and fuck it up. What if I use your shit and fucked it up and brought it back all fucked up and was like, yo, whatever, I ain't do it. Somebody else did it. Must have been you. That's how women carry shit, yo. So when I told the person, like, I told the person about my situation, they like, well, I ain't do it. Blase, blase, whatever. So yesterday, I'm trying to fix this bitch for literally like 3 hours. I'm trying to fix this motherfucking shower piece. I just want to take a shower, go make some money. It's 10 in the morning. I can take a shower, be out by 10:30 a.m. out there making money to at least 8 o'clock, 8:30. But no, that did not fucking happen. I got so frustrated, I fell asleep on the bathroom floor. I just got tired and laid the fuck down. Woke up a few hours later, try to fix it again. I don't think I got that shower fixed until about 6 p.m., yeah. Mind you, I'm trying to get in the shower at fucking 10 a.m. And I didn't get my shower fixed until, I didn't fix my shower until 6 p.m. So I'm like, yo, I told the person that fucked my shit up, because they fucked my shit up, yo, you can't come over here and use my shit no more. What's the point of you coming over if you're going to be fucking my shit up, man? And I hate that. I hate when people don't. It's one thing to make a mistake and be like, yo, I ain't even know I did it. I'm sorry. But to be like, oh, I ain't do it. I hate when people won't take, you know, ownership for what they did. Motherfucker, you was the last one in my shower. Did Casper fuck my shit up? No, it was you. So that fucked my whole day up yesterday. I ain't make no money. You know, I had shit to do. I still got shit I got to take care of. But I wasn't able to, you know, take care of what I got to take care of. And that's what this podcast is about today. Fuck everybody else. I don't give a fuck what anybody else got going on. I come first. That's how I gotta live life, because I realize that. Matter of fact, I'm gonna give you an example, because you can put it like this: you could feed a motherfucker, right? You can take somebody out and you spend your own hard-earned money on them and feed them. And guess what? They don't give a fuck about you. They're going to go feed the next person some shit better than what you bought them. Because now they ain't got to spend money on themselves. They hate. So I've been in these situations where people just keep showing me like, yo, why the fuck? Why you keep being a nice guy when you can just be an asshole and save yourself the time and the fucking time and energy? Why? Why would you frustrate yourself when you ain't got to be frustrated? Oh, shit, I turned the fan on. I'm trying to turn the light on. Cocksucker. Turn the light off, I mean. Turn the fan back off. But yeah, that's what I came to realize. Like, yo, I be getting, like this morning, I went to the store and shit. I had to get some groceries. Kids coming over and shit today. Had to get some snacks for them. I go to the self-checkout line. It ain't working, right? So I asked, there's only one motherfucking cashier at the self-check line. This bitch on the phone at 6, 7 in the morning talking her fucking head off. Hey. Are you motherfucking working over here? Because it's self-checkout, but it ain't working. It's AC cashier, bitch. I know they got a little thing up there that go ding, ding, ding when the motherfucker need help. But you ain't paying attention. Cool. So she said, well, just go to another machine if it ain't working. All right, bitch. You know what? I should just walk out with these bags. But you got it. I go to another machine. Still ain't working. I know it ain't my card because I just used my fucking card. But it's the motherfucking machine. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you just try later. No, bitch, I'm getting these groceries. My kids need them now. Either I'm going to pay for these groceries, I'm going to walk the fuck out. Now, I was thinking in my head, you can call security. Security can't beat me. At the point of anger that I'm at, I will fuck somebody up. But she like, oh, I don't know. Well, listen, go get a fucking manager. I don't care that you don't know. Go get somebody to figure this shit out. You getting paid to figure this shit out, bitch. So she go get this manager, this little old lady. I cuss this little old lady the fuck out. I know you probably thinking, Leonard crazy, Leonard mean, Papito. Why are you going to cursing people out? Because this old bitch, I'm walking to the counter. I'm walking to the customer service counter. And I don't know if she's the manager or not. She's walking by. Can you back up, please? Can you back up, please? Oh, okay. Come on, can you come over here with me, please? No, you just told me to back up. You get the fuck away from me. I'm trying to explain what's going on. You got an attitude coming out the office at 6:30 in the motherfucking morning. So let's go with it. So this bitch tells me, I'm trying to pay with my watch. I'm trying to pay with my watch. This old bitch told me to put my watch on the belt that you scan the food on. She said, no, just run your watch to girl stand. When I said, your old ass is either drunk. I told her, I said, yo, if you drunk or you high, because I don't nobody ever pay for shit that way. You put it up to the keypad. You know, if you're using your debit card, you slide your little debit card in the keypad. If you're using your watch or your phone, you put that shit up near the keypad. This bitch told me, scan your watch like it's groceries. I said, ma'am, you don't even know your fucking job. You talking about scanning my watch. Get somebody, open up one of these fucking lanes so I get my shit checked out. They get somebody in the lane. All my shit was bagged up, mind you, because I'm trying to pay at this point. So the lady started dumping my shit out. Oh, everybody gets cursed out. They call security. I'm like, what the fuck you gonna do, fat boy? Security, like, I'm just, at this point, I'm upset. So everybody's getting the business. Security come and stand. Mind you, it's 6:30 in the morning. It's only us there. You gonna stroll down there like you just taking a stroll. You stop in front of my lane. Motherfucker, what you planning on doing? Because if you put your hands on me, I'm either gonna stab you on your throat or your eye. And then after that, I'm gonna fuck you up. Bad. So I'm cursing people out. I'm letting other people control my emotions. I could have just said fuck it and walked out. And soon, when the security guard tried to touch me, just stabbed him in his eye and just let it be that. Instead of explaining, instead of saying, oh, I was trying to do this and this, instead of trying to be the nice guy and be sensible, just be an asshole and give people the fucking wreck that they want. People don't like the respectful me. People don't like the nice me. Like, I had a bitch in my crib one time. It's a minute ago. Bitch all drunk and shit. Gonna knock something over, break some shit. Oh, I'm sorry. Such and such. Bitch, I don't give a fuck about you. Sorry. Not only do I gotta clean that up, I gotta replace it. Like I'm gonna replace your goofy ass. I replaced that bitch. She still called my phone. I never answered this bitch. Bitch, you calling my phone every night at 4 a.m. First of all, I know you're drunk and you want some dick and you probably need a place to stay. You can stay on the street for all I give a fuck. Cause one thing I ain't doing no more is letting people control my emotions. I just did it in the store. I know what the fuck you think. But I'm done with it. I don't give a fuck. I'd rather be an asshole that don't get fucked over than be a nice guy that keep getting fucked over. So, back to being the bad guy. It's not my fault. I tried to do the right things. It just ain't go right. But it's cool. Because it's like, nobody wants... Nobody wants to own up to the shit they do. Then it pisses me off. Nobody takes accountability or responsibility. Like, when my shower got broke, when that young lady, when that motherfucker broke my shower, I realized it's her fault, but it's my responsibility. But guess what? It ain't gonna be too many of you fucking up and I gotta be responsible for it. Nah, I'm cool. Taking losses fucking with people, yo. I missed out on money because somebody else fucked my shit up. Don't that sound stupid? I'm missing out on money because I ain't able to take a shower because I let somebody take a shower and now my shower ain't working. But they ain't inconvenienced. Not once did they call me and say, yo, you know what? Hey, here's a couple dollars for a hotel so you can go take a shower so you can be comfortable. No, they just, oh, I'll get it fixed Tuesday or Wednesday. Motherfucker, I got to take a shower now. You get to wash your, funky ass, don't I? And I can't wash mine. So, lesson learned. You treat people like shit. Because people don't deserve to be treated nicely. When I'm in a store, and the cashier lady, the second cashier I had to deal with, not the first one that was at self-checkout, the second one that had to open up a lane just so I can get my shit right. She like, don't let these people frustrate you. And I told her, like, nah, you get to a point where, especially with older people, you lived on this fucking earth long enough to know the difference between respect and disrespect. And if you come at me, I don't know what this world thinks that you can just disrespect a black man like he ain't gonna do shit. I'm sorry, I'm not one of them niggas. I'm sorry. Go get security, because I'm gonna smack the shit out of somebody. I don't give a fuck. I'm at that point in life. Fuck all that nice guy shit. Fuck the rules of, you know, what they call them? Like the gentleman rules of you're supposed to do. Nah, fuck all that shit, man. Fuck that shit. Because I'm noticing I'm the only one that get assed out when I be a gentleman. But when I'm an asshole, you know, people look at you different, but I don't give a fuck. You kiss my ass two times, turn around once before I give a fuck. So it's not like, oh, Papito was hurt because things happened to him. No, Papito finally woke the fuck up and was like, yo, I'm gonna stop letting shit happen to me. Perfect example. Motherfucker can't break your shower if you don't let him use it. Motherfucker can't fuck up your life if you don't let him in it. So I don't give a fuck no more. That's sure how I move and shit, yo. Cause man, you start to realize like people do shit that affects your life and they not affected by that shit. They not affected by that shit. I lost money yesterday because of another motherfucking human being. You think that human being gonna cut me a check? Fuck no. It's a woman. She ain't gonna take responsibility, let alone cut me a check for the money I missed. But here's the real question. You think they ever miss money because of me? Fuck no. That motherfucker ain't never missed money because of me. But I done sat and waited for this motherfucker for half an hour. Because they told me they was getting off of work at one time. And then, oh, well, I didn't see my phone that you was here. Motherfucker, you knew what time I was coming to get you. Oh, I couldn't get to my phone. See, people don't respect. They don't give me my motherfucking respect. And then they look at me crazy when I take my respect. So now everything changed, yo. If you know me, if you fuck with me, please know that this energy ain't coming off malicious. It just is me before you. Why would I give a fuck about you? So that's where my energy and my heart is at. I don't want people thinking, yo, I'm just upset with the world. You know, I'm just angry. Not at all. In fact, I feel marvelous. I feel great. I'm in love with myself, and that's it. No one else. No one else. Because y'all motherfuckers don't deserve it. They gonna treat me like shit. And then look at me in my face like what I do. Keep stepping. Big stepper. Put your shoes on, tie your laces, and get the fuck out. Because we don't need that energy around here. Motherfuckers, they'll fuck your shit up and won't call or check on you because they know they fucked your shit up. But they gonna come back around? Oh, don't come back around. Peace. Deuces. Au revoir. Goodbye. Sayonara. Good riddance. Whatever way you want to say. Because I'm not in the business of people fucking with my energy. Because that's what it really boiled down to. That shower, that's just a little, that's material shit. But when you start fucking with my energy and my time, now you playing with me. And one thing I ain't going to be played with. One thing I will never be is played with. And with that said, I want to tell y'all that. Make sure y'all take care of yourselves first, man. Putting another motherfucker, you can love a motherfucker to death. You can care about a motherfucker to death. If you ain't putting yourself before that person, you was a goddamn fool. Because trust me, that's what life done told me, that yo, these motherfuckers, they don't give two shit. Like when shit is good, shit is good. But then when shit go left, you start looking around like, damn, who here? Nobody. You left to handle it by yourself. So never make decisions based off of another person, and never give another person the ability to fuck with your time or your energy. Because that's all you really got. All this other shit come and go. Men and women come and go. Excuse me. Material things come and go. Only thing that you got is your time and your energy. Don't let nobody fuck with that shit, yo. Don't let nobody treat you like second fiddle. Don't let nobody have you second guessing your decisions. Sometimes you just gotta be alone in this world. I'm cool with that. I'm a loner. I ride by myself. You know, that's just why I am. I smoke by myself. I like to drink by myself. That's just who I am. And I realized, you know, being a person that was friendly with others was a detriment to me. Because I do better by myself, man. Other people can energy can't fuck up my life. I just think, damn, if I didn't let another motherfucker take a shower in my shower, I would be good right now. I done made money yesterday. I want to have an attitude, disciple. I mean, everything happens for a reason, so it happened all for me to get to this point of understanding, but nah, fuck that. Ain't letting it happen again, I tell you that. Tell you that goddamn much. Where's this woman at with my children? Well, look, that's the podcast for this morning. I'm keep this short. Keep it short, keep it simple. Don't let nobody fuck with your time, your energy, your mental, or your money. Everybody else in the world come after that shit. I don't give a fuck what's going on. You can have an emergency. If it's going to fuck with my time or my money or my energy, I don't give a fuck. That's on you. Find somebody else. Because I don't care anymore. I'm sorry Papito has to be this way, but he has to order to save himself. Because I'm going to end up smacking somebody and going to jail. Because motherfuckers be playing with me. It's not going to go down like that. Negative. I refuse. I refuse, nigga. But with that said, I'm about to get my day started smoking. You know what else I hate? These motherfucking investor people, yo. I'm going to start cutting. Well, I already be cussing them out, but you talking about something. Yeah, if you invest in this, you can get this percent in Bitcoin and then the trader value. I don't give a fuck about that. Listen, this shit is like drugs, bitch. If I give you this money, are you going to flip my shit and bring it back? That's one. Two, I don't trust all you scamming motherfuckers. Three, when I say no, bitch, I mean no. The fuck, male or female? That bitch word is non-binary, I guess. Bitch, I mean no. Don't ask me no more motherfucking questions about do I want to invest in this shit? Why don't I want to invest? Because I don't want to, you scam artists. The fuck? Block y'all motherfuckers. I hate the internet at this point. Don't worry, those all gonna work out. It's all gonna work out for the best. I'm gonna finish smoking my weed. We almost, what, 20 minutes in? It's gonna be a glorious day. Me and my daughter, we gonna hang out, go to the park. I wish I lived near like a beach or something. We just go to the beach and kick it. My other daughter, if she get her lazy ass up, I'm gonna see if she wanna come out with us too. And just have a day with my kids. Probably, you know, go out, do my thing, make some money. But you know, besides me, the only people important in my life is my children. That's the only people I can honestly say I love. Because people be having me question that shit. They had me questioning love. Yeah. I'm gonna kick it with the kids. That's the only people I can't even depend on them. They little niggas. But I was gonna say that's the only people I can depend on. But you know, life is life. Health is wealth. Love is love. And Papito back to being the bad guy. But it works out for the best whenever I turn into the bad guy. So whenever I'm trying to be nice and be on my shit, life just don't work out for me. But when I be on my, you know, fuck the world, I'm an asshole shit, everything just seems so much better and pleasant and goes well. You know, when I just be on my cool shit, that's when life kicked me in my ass. But when I be on some I'm going to fuck the world type of shit, oh, everything goes splendid, goes marvelous. So I mean, like anything else, the results are in. I gotta do what I know works, right? Excuse me. My shit. I was gonna get off this podcast 10 minutes ago, but I mean, got shit on my mind. What else is going on in this fucked up world of mine? I'm slowing down on the drinking. Really cutting down on the drinking. Yesterday, I think I had like one drink, maybe two, a few beers. The day before that, I didn't drink at all. I think I'm lying. I had a shot and a beer, but that was it. But I am slowing down on the drinking. Just trying to get focused, man. Put my energy and put my all into what I care about and not what other people care about, what they want me to be. Put my energy into who I am and who I want to be and who I see myself being. I don't give a fuck what nobody else thinks about me, man. I mean, is that right? Who knows? But I can't spend time on caring about that shit. I can't care about how other people feel about me or how I make other people feel. Because guess what? I truly believe from my experiences in life, people don't give a fuck about how you feel. They give a fuck about how you make them feel. So I can't care about how I make other people feel. I gotta care about myself. I know that was a lot to take in, but it makes sense. Just push that little 15-second button, rewind twice, and listen to that again. Because it makes sense. People only care about how you make them feel. They don't care about how you really feel. I've seen it. Like, you ever talk to a motherfucker and you expressing your feelings, and then you look over and these motherfuckers on Instagram, and you're like, "Well, damn." And they're, "Huh? I don't know what you say, motherfucker." I'm talking to nobody. Obviously, I'm talking to myself. It's amazing to me. But I guess that's why I'm a loner, because most people will be like, most people, when somebody do something else to them, they be cool about it. They be like, "Man, it ain't a big deal and shit." Me, I be out for blood. I be out for revenge. Like, I really feel like, you know, I'm not one to be treated just any old type of way. I'm not any old type of nigga. And that's how I really feel. I know that shit in my heart. I ain't any old type of nigga. So I'm not gonna let nobody treat me any old type of way. So if it's a person, excuse me, if there's a person out there that think they just gonna be like, they don't wanna tell me what to do or treat me any type of way, they don't know. I just don't give a fuck, and I walk away with the quickness. I'd rather be at war. I'd rather be at peace with myself than at war with myself. I've been at war with myself too long, so now I'm finding peace within myself. And I just don't give a shit about nobody else. Not, and it sounds so bad when I say it, but I'm smiling when I say it. It's like that release of, you know what, why do I care so much about other people? When I look up and when I need somebody to have my back, I be looking around and I be by myself. But yet and still, I care about all these people. I started just cutting people off, just checking people off the list, because people want from me what they want from me. They ain't worried about what I need, and I don't blame them for that, but I don't need them around either. So I just start cutting a lot of people off, friends, homies, family, bitches. I don't give a fuck. That's what I think about me. I walk away with the quickest. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. Man, people be like, "No, you quick to give up." Nah, I'm quick to have peace, motherfucker. I ain't about to fight with nobody. Like, I'll get into a physical altercation with people. I don't give a fuck about that. I don't know what's wrong with it. But I'm not about to use my energy to fuck up my day. I've learned that lesson. That's all people want to do is fuck your day up. Fuck your shit up. Kids all day white. Damn it, they're going to be late for school. I ain't dropping kids off today. Not in the mood. I just want to finish my blunt. I just want to have a good fucking day, yo. And be around people that I know love me. And that's my kids. I done heard I love you from so many women that it's like, man, when women say I love you, I just be looking at them like, let's see how long that lie lasts. I truly feel like I'm either meant to be single forever or I'm meant to have two girlfriends. Poly shit. But I gotta be the right two, because y'all ain't gonna drive me crazy. I'll kick both of y'all the fuck out. I know how I want my life to go. Got weed in my mouth. Not no longer will allow people to take me, to veer me off that road. Because I'm on the road that I want to travel. And then guess what? If you traveling that road with me and you see that you want to go over there, well, guess what? That's an exit for you, baby. That's an exit. Get your ass off that exit. I'm going to keep on driving on my road. I ain't stopping for nobody. You want to hop in this car, you better motherfucking run, hop in this window, hop in the back of this pickup truck. We ain't slowing down and we ain't stopping for nobody. You want to get off this train? Jump the fuck off. But we ain't making no stops. With that being said, I love each and every one of y'all. If you ever took the time to listen to any of my podcasts, I appreciate it. Not because I want to be a podcaster or because I'm, you know, trying to take this thing big. Just because we all deserve to get our voices out there and express how we feel. And I hope by sharing how I feel, it either you can connect or helps you understand, whether it be yourself or other people, or just gives you a different point of view. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. I love you. I hope you have a great day, a great week. I hope you protect, please, please, please. If you do nothing else, protect your energy. Protect your smile, your energy, and your time. Papito, out.